Parish is Vayechi, Posik, Kapitel Memzayin, Posik Lamin Aleph. Vayoymer Yishova Li Vayishava Loi, Vayishtachu Yisrael Al Roish Hamito. And Yaakov said, swear to me. And Yosef swore to Yaakov. Yosef swore that he would bury Yaakov with his ancestors. Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamito. Then Yisrael, who Yaakov Avinu, bowed towards the head of the bed, al Rosh Hamito. A pasuk in Kapitel Mem Ches, pasuk Beis. Vayishchazek Yisrael, Vayeshev al Hamito. Yisrael strengthened himself and sat on the bed. And the pasuk Lamed Gimel, the pasuk says, "Vayichal Yaakov letzavoy says bezbonov, vayesef raglov el hamito." When Yaakov finished instructing his sons, he drew his feet al el hamito onto the bed. Yaakov Avinu sensed that his end in Olam Hazeh was near, and he prepared his children for it. He had Yosef make a shvua that he would not bury him in Mitzrayim, and he benched his children as well as his grandchildren Ephraim and Manasseh. After Yaakov completes bequeathing his last will and testament to his children, he drew his feet onto the bed and he passed away. They say about Yaakov in Eloi Meis, but in simple terms, he passed away. What is the reference of the mita, the bed, which the Torah keeps mentioning? We see three times the Torah keeps mentioning al roish hamita, al hamita, el hamita. Why? What is this mita represent? Rashi says al roish hamita. Yaakov turned his head to the Shechina. It is from here that the Chachamim derive that the Shechina is above the headrest of a sick person. The halacha is that a person goes to visit someone who is sick. He's not supposed to sit down above where the sick person's head is laying because the Shechina is there. It's not covered. Another pshat, Yaakov's bed was perfect and not one of his offspring was wicked. Perfect. Yosef was a king who was also captive amongst Goyim and remained steadfast in his righteousness. So all his sons, including Yosef HaTzadik, remained true to Ribono Shel Olam, and it means that he was Shalem, complete. It says in the Leket Shmuel, Vayikru Yimei Yisrael Omos. The days of Yisrael's death drew near. Why does the pasuk say that the days, Yimei Yisrael, the days of Yisrael's death drew near? A person only dies on one day. When one dies, all of the days he lived are counted and come forward to the Beis Din Shamayla. The days in which a person did aveiros and did not do tshuva are left outside and are not counted as part of the calculations for his accomplishments in this world. The Torah is telling us something remarkable about Yaakov Avinu. Each and every one of the days of his life came forward and were counted as part of the calculation of his accomplishments. That is what the pasuk is telling us. Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lomos. All of them came to be counted as accomplishments of Yaakov Avinu. Rashi says, "Kapitel Mem Tes Pasuk Lamed Gimel." Vayigvav Yosef Elamov. He expired and was gathered to his people. The pasuk does not say that he died. Chazal learned from this that Yaakov Avinu did not die. Quotes a Gemara in Tainus and Daf Hei. Zokta Teferes Yosef. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Hei says that the Umay Sa'olam have Zuhama, Tuma, for they did not stand on Har Sinai. The Zuhama left Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai. Zuhama did not leave our Avos until the third generation. Avram had Yishmael, Zuama, Tuma. Yitzchak had Esav, Zuama, Tuma. It wasn't until Yaakov Avinu that there was no more Zuama, and he begat the Shiftei Koh with no Zuama. All of his children were pure and holy, no Zuama. Being that Yaakov Avinu did not have Zuama and was worthy of receiving the Torah, he is considered the beginning of Matan Torah. Yaakov Avinu was an individual, yet had the Madrega of Klal Yisrael as a whole. When it says that Yaakov Avinu did not die, it is referring to the part of him which was the Madrega of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is still alive. Therefore, that part of Yaakov Avinu is still alive. The Rechaim says, Ha'iku imei Yisrael Omos. Each day, one has the ability to be misakin a nitzutz, a spark of his tzelem elikim. Each and every person has a tzelem elikim. He's made in the image of Hashem, and he can misakin these sparks, these nitzutzes. Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom create the concept of sleep? In fact, Dar Chaim, person needs to sleep. He can't survive without sleeping. Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom create man that he has to sleep? What's the purpose? The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis says that sleeping is 1/60th of death, of Misa. When one goes to sleep, his neshama goes back to Shemayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, with his infinite chesed, takes the neshama and all the good which a person did, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam leaves it in Shemayim for protection in case the person does something evil which would nullify his chuyos. Through tshuva, a person is given a chance to rectify his averus. So it's a great chesed. We did a good ma'isa today, and a person goes to sleep, his neshama goes up, and if it gets put in a storage house, those good ma'isim, those ma'isim tovim, and therefore it can't be ruined and spoiled, chas v'shalom, when we do averus. Yaakov, who was a great tzaddik, had utilized each and every day of his life to be misakin another nitzus of his tzelem elikim. Yaakov Avinu knew that his tzelem elikim was almost complete, so he knew that his days on this world were nearing the end. Yaakov Avinu knew what his tafkid on this world was, to be misakin those nitzotzes. He knew that he had almost completed being misakin all those nitzotzes, and therefore his life on this world was coming to an end. The Shlach Kodesh says, the Yaakov Avinu's chizuk came from the tranquility of knowing that his mita, his bed, was complete. Vayishchazek Yisrael vayeshev al hamita. Praised is he who his bed is complete, that there is no psul in his children. One only has something from this world, meaning after leaving this world, from children who are pure and who follow the Ratzon Hashem. A person leaves over in this world children, Metz Hashem, they want to be Zeicha to leave over children. If a person can leave over children who are pure, that's really leaving something over in this world. Pure and following the Ratzon Hashem. The Marik says, Al Reish Amita, this refers to Yosef, for he was the head of the children of Yaakov's bed. Yosef was considered the Rosh, the head, because he was a king. Had his heart desired to do that which was not proper, he had no fear of any man that would stop him. He was a complete Yoreh Hashem. He had no outside, chitonious fears. He followed the Ratzon Hashem because he was a Yoreh Hashem. It says in the Radak, Yaakov turned his head to the Rosh, Al Rosh Hamita, to the Rosh, in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bow down to him. The important part of the Mita is called the Rosh, Al Rosh Hamita. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Parshas Nasai, quoting a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hine mitasa shel shleima shishim giborim saviv lach mi giborei Yisrael. Behold, the resting place of him to whom peace belongs, with 60 myriads of Yisrael's mightily encircling him. Mitasai, Zogt Medrash refers to the Beis Hamikdash. Why is the Beis Hamikdash nimshal to a bed? Because just as a bed is only to reproduce, so too in the Beis Hamikdash everything was continuously reproducing. It says in the Eitz Das Toiv, Al Rosh Amita, Yaakov Avinu's Mita was the Rosh of all Mitas from the creation of the world. Yalkut Ozevi says, it says the same Lashon by David HaMelech, Vayikru Yimei David Lomus, yet this Lashon is not used by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is this Lashon used by Yaakov and David and not Moshe? Vayikru Yimei Yisrael Lomus. And for the Yalkut Ozevi, Yaakov and David completed their shlichas. Moshe Rabbeinu did not complete his shlichas until all of the sheep, the tzoyin, referring to Klal Yisrael, from the flock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will return to Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Chaimas Anoch, Mayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamita. Why did Yaakov bow down to Yosef? Perhaps because Yosef was the neshama of Adam HaRishon, and therefore Yaakov gave him respect. The Rosh Hamita refers to Adam HaRishon, the Rosh. It says in the Mariah, Kol HaKoyre Kriya Shema L'Mitosoy Mazikin Bedilin Heimenu, Himorim Brochus. All who say Kriya Shema on his mita, on his bed, Mazikin, stay away from him. When one says Kriya Shema on his bed before going to sleep, he's being Miyachir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thereby his neshama is placed with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam at the pinnacle of the world. At the pinnacle of the world where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, one is protected from all. It says Naderes Eliyahu, Naftayu and Parshat Vayechi, Ushlema Yashav al Kisei David Aviv, Atochim al Chusei Ma'oid, and Shlema sat on the throne of David his father, and his kingship was firmly established. Many of those who had hatred for David HaMelech questioned his lineage and his worthiness of being the king. They said he came from Rus, who was not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Additionally, because of what happened with Bathsheba, David HaMelech and his future lineage was called into question. However, once his son, Shlomo HaMelech, took over his reign, all of the naysayers disappeared. By the fact that a child was born to David and Bathsheba, who had superhuman brilliance, all recognized it must be from Hashem, and that David HaMelech was in fact worthy of being the king. It says in the Nachal Shurik, and the third part is Vayechi as well, Shlomo Yosef Kisei David Aviv, talking about Chusei Me'oi, the Gematria of the Rosh Tevis from the words David Aviv, Vatichoi Malchusei Me'oi, is the same Gematria as the Shem Havaya and the Shem Adnos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, 91. This is a remez that the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael was complete in his times. Shlomo HaMelech's father, David HaMelech, was the conduit for Shlomo HaMelech to achieve all that he did. David HaMelech toiled all his life in Avodas Hashem and did not taste sleep in his life. Shlomo HaMelech was zeichet to have everything prepared for him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Megalgalin zechus ha'idei zakai, reintroduce zechusim, merits, through the hands of the meritorious, of those who have zechusim. Shlomo HaMelech was zeichet to many zechusim because of his father. It says in Megillas Esther, V'Haman noifel al amita, and Haman fell on the bed. This was the end of Haman HaRasha. He fell on the bed. He did, what does that mean? He did not conquer his bed. Vayischazek Yisrael ayeshev al amita. On the other hand, Yaakov Avinu did conquer his bed, as the pasuk says that he strengthened himself and sat on the bed. Haman was noifel al amita. He fell, and Yaakov was yischazek and yoshav. He sat on it. He conquered it. Now we can understand what this mita is a reference to. Each individual is in this world for a certain task, a certain tafkid. One must continuously be producing. The ultimate goal is for Klal Yisrael to be zeichet to have a Beis Hamikdash, something that which is always reproducing. There are nisim constantly in the Beis Hamikdash, constant newness. Each night when a person goes to sleep on his bed, he should say Shema. He should be Miyachad the Shem Hashem. Each and every day one must attempt to reproduce Dvarim Shep B'Kedusha, things of Kedusha. Yaakov Avinu's physical life in this world was coming to an end. His bed, quote-unquote, of his entire life was complete. He conquered his bed each and every day of his life. He was zeicher that all his children were Kaddish as well. Yaakov Avinu was complete, and he completed his tafkid. May we be zeicher on a daily basis to achieve making our bed complete. It says in the Pasuk, Kapitel Mem Zayim, Pasuk Chof Ches, Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shva Seishono, Vayichi Me'yakov, Shnei Chayov, Sheva Shonim, Ve'arboim Ma'ashono. Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim for 17 years, and the days of Yaakov, the years of his life, were 147 years. Rashi, quoting the Medrash Rabbah, asks the question, why is this parsha closed? It's a parsha stuma. Parsha Vayechi is different than the other parshas of the Torah. Generally, a parsha begins on a new line where it is separated from the previous parsha by at least a 9-letter space. Parsha Vayechi begins immediately after the previous parsha of Parsha Vayigash. Therefore, Parshas Vayechi is called a Parsha Stuma, it's closed. Rashi says, the reason that it is a Parsha Stuma is because once Yaakov Avinu died, the eyes and hearts of Klal Yisrael were closed. They were sasum due to the misery of the bondage from the Mitzrayim. What is the meaning of this Rashi, that because of the bondage of Mitzrayim, the eyes and hearts of Klal Yisrael were closed? What is this Medrash telling us? The Klei Yakov says, why isn't there the standard space between the end of Parshas Vayigash and the beginning of Parshas Vayechi? Zok the Klei Yakov, this is to teach us that the end of Parshas Vayigash and the beginning of Parshas Vayechi are to be treated as one. Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen vayeyachazu bo vayefru vayirbu ma'od. The end of Parshas Vayigash, that's the last pasuk. Klal Yisrael settled in the land of Mitzrayim, in the region of Goshen. They acquired property in it, and they were fruitful and multiplied greatly. Klal Yisrael were living comfortably in Mitzrayim. However, when Yaakov Avinu died, that changed. The servitude of Klal Yisrael commenced when Yaakov died. Rav Diskin says, Vayechi Yaakov, Vayechi. Yaakov lived life to its fullest. Even in Mitzrayim, the Shechinah was with him. Anoichi Eved Mitzrayim, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will descend with you, Yaakov Avinu, to Mitzrayim. It says in the Pri Tzadik, the reason that this parasha is sosom is to teach us that much of this parasha's subject matter is closed. It is beyond human comprehension. Yaakov seemed to have a difficult life. He had to flee to the evil Lavan to get away from Esav. Then he had to deal with Lavan. He finally went back to Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo made him go to Mitzrayim, a land filled with tumah and immorality. Why did the Klal Yisrael have to go through the horrors of Mitzrayim to receive the Torah? Why was the Torah given in the desert and not in Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz HaKadosha? The answers to these questions are beyond the human intellect. Beginning of Vayikra, Rashi says the reason for the spaces in the Torah is to provide a pause for Moshe Rabbeinu in order to contemplate the previous text. Here, such contemplation would be futile and was therefore unnecessary. There's nothing to think about because we shouldn't think about it. It's beyond our understanding, and therefore there's no space. The Ben Ishchai says, the Torah is teaching us that the days of Yaakov were equivalent to years in quality. Yaakov lived each day to the fullest in his Avodas Hashem. It says in the Be'er Moshe, why does the Torah use the name Yaakov here and not Yisrael, the new name that he was given? The Be'er Moshe answers that the name Yisrael represents the higher Madrega of Klal Yisrael, while the name Yaakov represents Klal Yisrael in a lower Madrega. The Torah is teaching us that even those amongst Klal Yisrael who are on a lower level of Ruchnius and are called by the name Yaakov, they are also included in Vayechi. They have Chiyus Elikim. This is the Pintel Yid within each one of us, which helps us at all times to follow the Ratzon Hashem. It says in the Biuri Marai, the time approached for Yisrael to die. Vayikiru Yimei Yisrael Amos. All of the times the Torah mentions the death of Yaakov, the Torah does not use the name Yaakov. Rather, it uses the name Yisrael. Vayikiru Yimei Yisrael Amos. The reason is because Yisrael died, however Yaakov never died. Riva says, Vayigvav Yosef El Amov, and Yaakov Avinu expired and he was gathered to his people. Torah does not say that Yaakov died. It says Vayigvav because he did not die. Yaakov's nefesh is attached to the bond of life. The Shachal Torah says, this parasha is closed because a true Chaim is a life of Olam Haba. The gematria of Yaakov is the same as Chaye Olam Haba. Yaakov's entire life on this world was one of Olam Haba, which the eyes of this world can never see. The Eitz Hadas Tov says, the Yaakov was a choice one of the Avos HaKadoshim. Why did he live the least amount of years of the three Avos? He answers that the Zohar says that although Adam HaRishon initially gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech, Avram and Yaakov, who were a Gilgal of Adam, and Yosef, had to give those 70 years to David as well. Yitzchak lived 180 years. He did not give any years to David. Avram lived 175 years, which means short 5 years, so he gave 5 years to David. Yaakov should have lived to Avram's age of 175, and only lived to be 147. The remaining 28 years that he should have had, he gave to David. Yosef was supposed to live to Yaakov's age of 147, and instead only lived to be 110. Those remaining 37 years, he gave to David. The 5 years from Avram, the 28 years from Yaakov, and the 37 years from Yosef equals the 70 years that they gave David HaMelech. Vayikiru Yimei Yisrael Amos, the time approached for Yaakov to die. He voluntarily gave up the remainder of his years to David HaMelech. Yaakov was a complete tzaddik. Some Sefer says, and when the Medrash says that this parish is closed due to slavery, is not referring to the slavery from the Mitzrayim. Rather, it refers to the disheartening belief that now that Yaakov is no longer alive, the Torah and Mitzvahs were to be observed only out of indebtedness to the Avos, and not because of an enthusiastic desire to serve Hashem. They created enslavement upon themselves. It was as a result of their not serving Hashem with simcha, with joy, that they were subjugated by the Mitzrayim. Aderes Elio says, on the Avtira, Anrechi herlech baderech kol aretz v'chazakta v'yisal ish, I go the way of all the earth, be strong and become a man. David HaMelech's days upon the earth were coming to an end, and he gave instructions to his son Shlomo HaMelech what to do upon his death. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, if one is chayev the punishment of chenek, he will drown in the water. If one is chayev skila, he will fall off a roof. This goes for all the various types of deaths. Had David HaMelech Chas V'Shalom sinned with Bathsheba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have sent him his punishment in this world, as stated above, so that he should go up to Olam Haba pure. David HaMelech said that he will die in the natural way of the earth and not from a form of a death penalty. That proves that he did not sin with Bathsheba. Therefore he told Shlomo that he should strengthen himself. Shlomo did not need to worry if his father sinned. His father was pure and righteous till his last day on this world. Now we can understand what it means that after Yaakov Avinu died, that the eyes and hearts of Klal Yisrael became closed. Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael, was a complete tzaddik. The Torah tells us that he lived a full life. It says in Adaras Elio in reference to Dover that by the mere fact that he died a natural death, it is proof that he never sinned. Perhaps we can say that Yaakov as well never sinned. Yaakov may have married two sisters, yet he did not transgress the Isser of marrying two sisters. They became Gerim, and Gerim are like a new being with no previous relatives. The name representing the lower Madrega of Ruchnius, Yaakov Avinu, never died. There's always a connection between that name and Klal Yisrael. When his children saw Yisrael die, they thought that there was no hope for them. They saw the great tzaddik die. They felt that they were not at a proper level and ceased serving Hashem. Whatever the situation, or however low one has fallen, one must always remember that Yaakov is alive within us. We must bring Yaakov forth and serve the Rebbeinu Shalom joyously. We should be zeicher to have our hearts and eyes open and grow and avoid this Hashem and serve the Rebbeinu Shalom properly at all times. Have a good Shabbos.